That's my radio.
And you what? Shocked and disappointed? I'm deep.
Thank you. All right.
Yes, hi.
Hi, guys. So, Spike, I've always had a crush on
you.
I was wondering, what was your favorite memories from doing Buffy?
Wow. Yeah, that's hard because there's a lot of really good ones. Wow. Okay, this is a funny story. Okay, I'm a punk rocker. Because that's my cat. So in Hollywood, you have to be deferential to the lead. That's just the culture. And it's so awesome. Oh, Sarah's on the set. Oh, hello, Sarah. Have my seat, Sarah. Get you a glass of tea, Sarah. And she's a totally cool person, but... as a subversive artist, like, the truth is that no human being is more important than any other human being. That's just the universe. So, like, when I get around, as a subversive, when I get around someone that is treated better than other people, I just want to rip them down. No matter how nice they are. Sarah's really nice. But anyway, so there's this one day, they were, for reasons that I forget, I was on a hoop, and they were going to put me 20 feet above the ground, like, hanging like that. And everyone was telling me all week this is going to be a really hard shoot and it's going to be very painful and your back is probably going to be torqued by it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I got into the rig and the rig was such that it was a piece of cake, actually. It wasn't really hard at all, but I didn't tell anybody because they wanted everyone to think I was tough. And so they hoist me up there, and the first shot is over my shoulder onto Buffy's face, who's looking up at me. Sarah gets on her mark and goes, "Oh, I don't know, James. I think I have to go to the bathroom." And I'm hanging up there, and I'm like, "Well, baby, it's your show. Why don't you go to the bathroom? I don't want you to be uncomfortable. You're the meal ticket. Please go." She's like, "Oh, I'm just joking." I'm like, and I just like keep laying it on. It's like, "Oh, come on, Sarah, you got that big old trailer back there. You got like that television with 150 million channels. Why don't you go watch something? Relax, you work too hard." Back and forth until she finally gets angry enough to actually leave. And then all of her makeup and her kind of group, the follower around, they come back to set immediately and try to talk me down off the thing. Like, "Would you please come down, James?" And I'm like, "No." And finally, it only took about 20 minutes. She finally came back and she took her mark and she's like, "I'm ready now, James." I'm like, "Well, if you're ready, we are ready."
There were just so many amazing memories, but I have two quick ones. I would say, first of all, just I think season two, in terms of working with James, we would get the scripts and we had them in enough time in that period that we would actually get together. James is a theater actor, has a theater background, as do I, and so we would rehearse and we'd come in super prepared, and it just made the work super fluid and fun and creative, and we kind of did stuff that you don't usually get a chance to on television, and I think a lot of that came from us getting together and putting that rehearsal time in, because on television, what they call a rehearsal is really a camera rehearsal, like a blocking, and you're basically moving around the space, and then it's action, and you're shooting, and you're on to the next scene. So that was something that I just really treasured, because I think we were able to sort of take it to a level that you don't always get to. But in terms of a funny story, David, on the episode where you get, injured, so you end up in a wheelchair, which I knew you hated, basically, David and I ended up, we were tied together for that whole ceremony, and I don't know why I decided to play it in a back bend. I, after that, I was like, "I'm never doing that again." It was like 16 hours of in a back bend, you know. So this was a really intelligent choice. But the funny thing about it was, it looked cool. And you actually were giving me massages in between because I was like, I can't walk, this is terrible. But David and I were belted, like we were wrapped really, really tightly together, and we hadn't really worked so much together, so we were right up against each other. And it was like, "Hi, how are you doing? Good, how are you?" And we're talking. And then what happened is they actually called lunch, and everybody left, and they forgot. And so we were standing there, and we were literally like just up against each other, and he's taller than me, so I was right in his chest. And he was like, looking down at me, and he was like, hello?
There's not a lot of protection there. So what they do is they dump your hand in protective fluid, and then you dump your hand in the fuel, and they light you on fire. And you have a very few seconds while that protective layer is burning off very quickly. And the timing is everything. And idiot marsters, I feel like they said I have 4 seconds. You have 4 seconds between the time you light on fire and the time you have to extinguish the fire. And I was thinking it would be funnier, like if Spike is waking up, and you know when you're waking up and you don't really know if you're dreaming, it takes you a while to figure out what's going on, I'm be like, hey, beautiful fire, man. Oh, I'm like, oh, no. That would be funnier than quick. So I let it go for 8 seconds, and I burned myself to a crisp. And luckily, it was the last episode I was only in one episode that year. It was four, season four. And so I remember coming off the set, and the blisters are raising all over my hand, and I'm just thinking, get off the set. Like, don't tell them that you're hurt. They'll never let you do another stunt. So I'm like, get to the hospital. Go directly to the hospital. Go get your own doctor kind of thing. And he's like, it's the last episode. So everyone's like, James, good job, buddy. Nice to have you back. And I'm like, thank you. Wonderful. Let me go.
To be lit on fire. No, didn't have that happen. Let's see, I think the most challenging for me was the episode where, for a couple of reasons, the episode where I had the confessional scene with Angelus, where it's back in time, and you're seeing Drew before she was a vampire for the first time. And it was basically like kind of a three-page monologue, and I got it the day before. So, and it was important because it's like, oh, this is, establishes the character before the character that we've already seen, and so I basically was, you know, kind of cramming to be able to shoot it. And then we shot it, but well, it was crazy because right after that we were doing the sequence where I kill Kendra, and we couldn't have, you know, it played very importantly the Drusilla's manicure, her nails, because I sliced Kendra's neck with my nails. And we couldn't have me in 1853 with that manicure. So Todd McIntosh was like, okay, well, we'll do these press-on nails for the other sequence, so that way we won't be holding up production and whatever. Which, in theory, was great, but what happened is we were doing this fight choreography, and a couple things happened. The first thing that happened is that I was working with Bianca, and we did all the choreography, and every time we rehearsed it, you always do it to be safe, and kind of do it slowly, the choreography, and you get faster and faster, and then you shoot it. And every time she was supposed to actually kick me right around here, my hands were like right around here, she was supposed to kick me, and she did it every time. But something happened the moment they called action. I think she got really excited, and I saw her foot, and instead of it coming, like, right here, it was going way higher, and I was like, oh, no. That's going straight toward my head. And it was so hard, that, and I'm such a girly girl, I'd never been in a fight, I was like, oh, you really do see stars. So trained as a dancer to keep going that I kept going, but the other thing that kept happening, and then after the take I fell over and I had a really bad concussion. And of course, what was funny about this is that so the next take, actually in that take, I actually think it's the one that's used in the episode, because what happened was right after that I actually grabbed her by the neck, and I literally grabbed her by the neck and I looked at her like, don't do that again. Have to concentrate here and be safe, and I backed her into the wall, and it's actually the tape that was used, I think, because the intensity in that expression. But the thing that was crazy about the nails is, so not only was I then shooting in this sequence with, you know, a concussion and in 4-inch heels, but I had these press-on nails, so every time we were doing the sequence and we'd be doing this sort of intricate choreography and moving back and forth, these nails would go take and have to do again. We're like, oh no, the nails are coming off again. So it was just kind of challenging, but ultimately nobody would ever know that any of that was going on.
I would say my most challenging episode was in Angel, I think it's called Harm's Way, where it's kind of a harm-centric episode. And everybody kind of handed me my own episode, but with that came a lot of pressure as well to not blow it. So I think that was probably the hardest episode, just because I really, really wanted to nail it and really bring home something that they were proud of. She had so many adjectives and such, like, crazy dialogue. But, you know, as the season went on, you get into the rhythm of that. So show this t-shirt. Have you guys seen these t-shirts?
Yes!
This is more out of pride for me and him.
So everybody else is going to try. I'm trying to give everybody else something. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say, ladies, you're timeless. You look amazing. You look great. This question is a little more directed towards James. I didn't get a chance to ask you, Jeremy Powell, yesterday, but I hope some of you guys remember season 5 of Angel. And I just have a question. Who would win in a fight, an astronaut or a caveman?
The astronauts are very small, right? Like Buzz Aldrin was a midget. Inside the capsule, right? They can't pass off a big giant, it's too expensive. So the astronauts are very tiny, they lose. They're eating for breakfast.
I'm going to toss it to you. There, nice pitch. Okay. All right, right here in the middle, yes. Have you guys ever had someone hold your villainy against you, like just seeing you out in the wild? Really special for me.
Yeah, it's the same. It's really amazing when you meet people and they tell you that the show or your character or whatever helped them get through a particular time, and they share what that time was. And a lot of, you know, we all go through good times and bad times, and so if it can help some of the bad times, that's pretty amazing.
That's a really dangerous question. You know, that yeah. It kind of begs me to take myself seriously. When did you realize you're part of something and affected the world? The truth is, you know, like when you're doing it, for me, I was just, while we were filming, I think to what Juliet was right in a way, like we were really just trying to do a good job day to day. And we were aware that the writing was amazing. And we just really wanted to try to be as good of an actor as the writing was, which is kind of impossible, you know? I'm really grateful that I was part of something that ended up mattering. I was one of that, and I'm just lucky that it happened, and that's all I got.
Okay. Alright, where is the next question? Hi, right there.
Hi, what is your most memorable or treasured moment from Buffy?
Memorable or treasured moment?
Kicking David Boreanaz on his show.
I think to be able to see a dance party at the with Andy Hallett.
Andy Hallett.
It was a weird scene. You're like, I'm playing music. You're meant to be having fun and dancing. And you're standing there like in a giant ballroom. You know. And he was just so funny and so kind, and he made us laugh, and we ended up having the best day just because of him. So.
I think for me, Mercedes is right, bringing up Andy kind of reminded me, like, it sounds cheesy, but all my best friends are from the show, you know? Everyone, like, we're really, truly, we all like each other, and we enjoy being around each other, and so you only can hope for a job like that once in a lifetime, and we hit the lottery with the show.
I do it, and then she lightning for my room at the hotel. I'm like, that's the only one. I'm not speaking all
the
year.
I'm not saying anything. And the thing about the British fans is they say everything so politely, and you almost don't realize what is going on. Come here. Are you going to take that? Thank you. Okay. Hi.
I'm Linda from Bailey, Colorado.
No one knows where it is.
Even Ira says. My favorite quote is Nicholas Brendan's, "I'm 17. Looking at linoleum makes me look past that." Anyways, my question for y'all is, how do you choose the venues that you go to during the year, and what made you come to Denver? Because we are so glad you're here.
Who's gonna like just go? Are you talking to me? Okay, this quiz is gonna cover the movie, the series, and the comics. Okay? So you have to be a, you know, I'm telling you, it's serious. Alright, question number one. Which actor filmed scenes for the Buffy movie as well as the TV show? Correct, Seth Green. In the end, his scenes were cut from the movie, but obviously he ended up in the show. She has one more. You guys remember? Okay. No, don't step forward, because it's a 10. They'll be, like, on the stage. But, number two. Finish this sentence from the show and name the character who said it. Quote, and you've got people, billions of people, walking around like... Well, we're going to have the full quote.
Walk around like happy meals.
Legs, yeah. Happy meals with legs. It was Sweat. We're going to give it to you. All right. Sweat. James says yes, so you get it. You need to thank him for you. Okay, and you look great. Number three. What was the name of the first set of issues of Buffy Season 8? Yes. No. Buffy Season 8. Yes?
No Place Like Home?
No. Okay. The answer is... No Place Like Home was my premiere episode in Season 5. The answer was The Long Way Home. Okay. Number 4. What is Xander's middle name?
Lavelle.
Lavelle is correct. Number 5. In Buffy Season 8, who did they reveal as the character Twilight? Angel is correct. So do you have 2 points? Wait, one. Raise your hand if you have 1 point. Okay. Alright. Alright, here we go. In the movie, this is the sixth question. In the movie, who did Buffy hope to marry when she graduated high school? Yes. No. Who knows? Yes?
I don't know. The movie was
right. I want to say Finn?
No. Okay. Yes. No. Okay, back there, you two waving. Christian Slater. Yes. Okay. Number 7. What is Buffy's home address?
Cool. 1420 Ravello Drive?
No. What is Buffy's home address? Did I create a quiz that was too hard? No. Okay. Anybody in the audience know? Go ahead. Correct. Good job. Alright, I think you and the Christian Slater answer, come on up, because you guys can be in the line. Buffy slay between the movie and the show. I'm gonna give it to you.
Are you kidding?
If you know. Okay, how many vampires did Buffy slay between the movie and the show?
72.
No. Hold on. Anyone in the quiz line? Yes. No.
110.
No.
47?
No.
398.
675.
Okay, yes. I guess. Are you guessing?
None.
No.
You said 137?
It's 133, so we're going to give a point to you. Very good. Does anyone have 2 points?
Yes.
2 points, 2 points. Okay, so...
No.
Good luck. This is the 10th question. What is this quote from the season 3 finale in reference to? Quote, miles to go, Little Miss Muffet, counting down from 7-3-0.
Don.
Okay, you gotta be more specific.
The key, the coming, the 100th episode, the gift.
No, you gotta be more specific.
What?
Arriving, 3-2-1 was...
No, not Don arriving.
What?
Yes.
It was Buffy dying.
Yes, yeah. It was in reference to Buffy's death at the end of the season 5. There are 365 days in a year and 2 years until she died. 365 times 2 is 730. Okay. So who has 2 points? 2 points. And we're the actors. We don't have to understand this. All right, so we need a tiebreaker for the three with 2 points. Anybody have a good tiebreaker?
What is your favorite color?
Mustard yellow. Mustard yellow. I tell you what, you guys all did a great job. We have two things that are signed. We'll find a third for the third person, and you guys are all good ones. So you three just met. Okay, you guys, thank you.